Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. This week, we've been working through 1 Corinthians chapter 7, focusing on the relationship of singleness. Today, on Fridays, we've been turning our time to practice a lament. And today, we want to focus our lament on how the church has sometimes failed those who are single or unmarried. If you think about it, there are lots of types of single people in our churches. Some who have chosen to live this way, and others, through strife or trauma or whatever season of life, have become and or remain single today. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul encourages believers that we are to carry the burdens of others. Undoubtedly, there are areas where the church has failed to do that for our single friends. In addition, in our own attempts to honor married relationships and the flourishing they bring to our world, we have at times idolized marriage at the expense of our single friends. Paul tells the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, "Now as a concession, not a command, I say this, I wish that all were as I myself am." The apostle of Jesus Christ, perhaps the greatest evangelist to ever live, tells the Corinthian church that he wishes they could be single just like he is. And yet often we have looked at our single friends as incomplete and in waiting. The single mothers and fathers, children, students, young adults, widows, and divorcees who have surrendered their lives to Jesus are whole and complete people whom God can and will use for his purpose and glory. Maybe you need to think about it this way. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul, he has a very different idea of what marriage is. And the church, like I said a moment ago, we sometimes view it as the capstone. It is the end goal. It is what you have finally arrived to. And Paul doesn't see it that way. He actually sees marriage telling a very specific story, and he talks more about that in the letter to Ephesians, saying that marriage is supposed to be a picture of Jesus' love for the church. But in 1 Corinthians 7, I think he takes the same idea that this relationship of singleness paints another picture. It tells another story. It tells one of an undivided devotion, he says in verse 35, to the Lord. In many ways, the church needs to have single people in it because their life paints a picture of what a greater and deeper devotion to the Lord can look like. This is the whole point he's building to in all of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And the church needs both of these pictures to thrive. It needs both of these pictures to encourage, challenge, and strengthen the rest of the church. This is why he will talk about singleness in verse 7 as a gift. You know, a lot of times when Paul talks about something being a gift, he'll do this a lot in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 later on. Gift is not something, think of the spiritual gifts, it's not something that is designed for the benefit just of the person who has the gift. The gifts that God gives to followers of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, these are for the benefit of the body, the benefit of the church. Right, and so the gift of singleness that he talks about in verse 7 is not just the ability to endure a life of singleness. No, the gift is for the benefit of the church. And I think that benefit is the picture that singleness paints, right? Of an undivided devotion to the Lord. That's what he's striving after. That's what he's chasing after. And that's what he desires for all his people. That's what God wants for us, an undivided devotion to him. This is the story that singleness tells. We practice lament. As I read these words, maybe this is part of your prayer, this lament. Lord, we seek you today. We lament the ways the church has at times failed singles. The assumptions made and expectations placed on those not married, making them feel like they are not enough, not complete, or missing out on God's best. We have all we need you in you. Lord, we ache that we have elevated marriage as the peak of human experience when all power, honor, and glory come from a relationship with you alone. Your servant Paul encourages in his first letter to the Corinthians that single people are undivided and able to be wholly focused on the mission of God. In our honoring of married relationships, we have often overemphasized the pitfalls of singleness and underemphasized how marriage can divide our interests away from full devotion to you. Single people belong to you. They are whole people called and equipped to do your gospel work in the world. They have everything they need. We lament how we have sometimes created spaces that don't make them feel empowered or welcome. We have chosen to hyper-focus on our nuclear family at the expense of our single friends in the family of God. We lament how couples in the church have, at times, failed to welcome singles into their lives and homes, choosing to focus on the relationship with others and other couples first instead. But we recognize that we need you. We recognize that we need your help. And so we pray that we would cling to you and hold fast to you, and that we would learn from the many single folks in our own church family what an undivided devotion might look like as we pursue that as well. We thank you, trust you, and we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.